Wow. Sorry. Hey, it's quarter to eight here, Radio Free. Or, what? No, that was the old. The Exploding Head movie is going to be starting a little bit late here, but that's all right. We had a great time with Julie Duaron once all the technical difficulties got sorted out there. But stick around. We'll do an abbreviated version, but nonetheless, it's all worthwhile. So hang on here. CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So that's from their forthcoming album, Together, Do This, May, and That. I are the new Pornographers with Your Hands Together. And this will be the fifth outing for the former Vancouver Collective, featuring A.C. Newman, a.k.a. Carl Newman, Nico Case, Dan Bahar, and all of those. And they had some help recording together with Will Sheff from Okkervil River, which we'll hear a little bit sooner in the show here. Annie Clark of St. Vincent. The Dap Kings, and then from Beirut, Zach Condon. And that, the album Together will be coming out May through Matador Records. And tour dates are being sketched out, though they're listed on the bill at Sasquatch this year if you're heading down to the Gorge in Washington. So, yes, we're starting a little bit late, but that is totally fine. This is Exploding Head Movies here, your cinematically inspired program on UBC's post-Olympic community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be the overseer of your aftermath until 9 p.m. here. Phone number for the booth is 604-822-2487. And at this point, it looks like all the phone lines are clear now after Ms. Duaron has left here. So, the doldrums have set in. The post-Olympic hangover. Downtown is empty after all the merriment and excitement that we had here. And at this point, sort of the mood's carried on here. I can tell a little bit. I have a little bit of a cold as well, too. That just adds to the fun. But tonight will be the final of our Oscar-nominated soundtrack profiles. And that will be James Horner's score to the Blue Alien movie, and that's James Cameron's Avatar. But we'll also take a look at the soundtrack to the film Crazy Heart, which is up for a Best Original nomination. So we'll have a little bit of country and roots to blast our way before we hit the Navi world there. But as most of our visitors are fleeing the city, we got some new music here to amuse you as things return somewhat back to normal. And Broken Social Scene actually were in town throughout the entire Ontario Pavilion one of the Fridays during the Olympics. And the last time we heard from them on record was 5 years ago with their self-titled album. But the Toronto Collective's released a multitude of related albums since then, featuring either founders Kevin Drew or Brendan Canning, but as well, too, with the dozens of guests that they always have. The MP3 for the song is available through the Arts and Crafts website. And from their forthcoming Forgiveness Rock record album, here's Broken Social Scene and World Sick.
my mother's only one. It's enough.
Covering Bon Iver, that's Peter Gabriel with Flume. And Gabriel's conceived an odd pair of albums, although at this point right now, from after a little bit of reading, he's sort of targeting this as one album right now, and then a whole bunch of like little iTunes singles here and there. And so the first of the albums, or at least the core album itself, features Flume, along with a lot of orchestral covers ranging from The Arcade Fire and Radiohead to Paul Simon and Lou Reed. And that album's called Scratch My Back, and as part of the iTunes thing, he's actually arranged that each artist that he's covered, they're going to do a cover back. So right now, for the Magnetic Fields, he did a cover of The Book of Love, which originally came out in 2004 as part of the Shall We Dance film, that remake of the Japanese film. And Stephen Merritt is actually working on a cover of one of his sort of earlier songs at this point. And I think on every month or every 2 months or so, a single will be coming out. And maybe, who knows, they'll be sort of accumulated together into something called Scratch Your Back. But there's no word of any new original material after his last album, Gabriel's, and that's 2002's Up. Though he did provide a song that was nominated for last year's Oscars, which would have been Down to Earth from the Pixar film WALL-E. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
sweet dream. Goodbye, sweet dream. I once had a heart. Good night, we told. But now these dreams have grown so cold.
Rookie Erickson, joined by Aukerville River with Goodbye Sweet Dreams, and that appears on the True Love Cast Out All Evil album, which is coming up in April through Anti Records, and this is the first new work that Erickson's done in about 15 years, although he's done some, he did some work for the Butthole Surfers, I remember, back in the 90s as well, but yes, we best know Erickson as being one of the founding members of the 13th Floor Elevators from the 60s. They're a pioneering psych rock band from Austin, same place as Aukerville River themselves. And Erickson developed a reputation for being really out there, even at one point claiming to be inhabited by Martians. But health and legal problems caught up to Erickson, and he was hospitalized and incarcerated in the 70s, leaving a bit of a fragile state. But during that time, he's at least write some songs, and actually I think some of them will be appearing on this new album. And then we started the hour off with Yukon Blonde, and we heard Streets off their Everything and Every Way EP. And the band started out in Kelowna before the quartet moved to Vancouver, but they kept their interior-influenced rock sound to the core. And they have a new self-titled album out as well, and they're touring throughout Canada and U.S. in support of that right now. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gek. Things are humming along here. You know, school started again. there's a little activity. Yeah, it's, as you've probably seen, you know, the buses, everything's returned back to normal. There's just a lot of detritus and aftermath that need to be cleared up at this point after those victorious games, closing ceremonies with inflatable beavers, and then the crazy, crazy hockey game that some of us could hardly watch at all. It was just too tense. Coming up now are the Drive-By Truckers. They're based out of Atlanta, Georgia. The three of the members come from the Shoals region in northern Alabama. And for a long time, they had a driving three guitar and fierce cowpunk attitude, but it seemed to have toughened and strengthened since then. They've been releasing like an album every year or so since 98, and they have a new one coming out later this month called The Big To-Do, and here's a track that they posted on their website. So here are the Drive-By Truckers with Birthday Boy.
Is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things she been seen, guess you better find your way back home.
One, two. All these pills and powder could not make me stay. Oh, I'm on my merry way.
Yeah.
me judge, what's the bounty on that boy from Lawrence County? He's a friend of mine. If I had a way to trap him, would you swear to pay up, Captain? He's a friend.
There's the Felice Brothers from upstate New York. That's the boy from Lawrence County off their 2009 album, Yonder Is the Clock. And they start off as buskers in New York City, and they actually do feature three brothers there, all properly named Felice. They also have a fiddler and a washboard player, best known by with only a single name. And occasionally they're joined by some brass from their home along the Hudson Valley in upstate New York there. Listening to Exploding Head Movies here, and we're going to take a look at the last song that's nominated for Best Original Composition, but we're going to focus on the singer-songwriter who did that first, who used to be a former rodeo bull rider, and that would be Ryan Bingham, born in New Mexico but now based out of Texas. Along with his band, The Dead Horses, Bingham sounds way older than his 28 years, as you will hear here, and two of his songs appear in Crazy Heart. And he actually helped co-write a lot of the other songs as well, too, along with T-Bone Barrett and the late, great Steve Bruton. But first off, we're going to listen to one of his songs from his 2007 album, Mescalito, which was produced by former Black Crowes guitarist Mark Ford. So here's Ryan Bingham and the Dead Horses with Sunshine.
You ain't no slave. Hell, sunshine. Won't you follow me through the night? Won't you guide me? That you ain't no slave.
nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind. You called all your shots, shooting a ball at the corner truck stop. Somehow this don't feel like home anymore. And this ain't no place for the weary kind. And this ain't no place to lose your mind. Heart and give it one more try.
His Oscar-nominated song, the theme to the film Crazy Heart, named after an old Hank Williams song there, and that song was called The Weary Kind. And that joins nominations from the films Paris 36, 9, and then two tracks from The Princess and the Frog for this Sunday's Academy Awards. Although, for the first time in years, there's not going to be any live performances of any of the songs. But as you can see, tell from the past few years of the Academy Awards, there wasn't really much time given to the songs anyways. Most people thought they dragged it down. And if you did watch Crazy Heart, Ryan Bingham actually does appear as the leader of first one of the hired bands that Jeff Bridges brings into the film. And if you want to catch up on the past songs that have been played, you can just tune in to previous podcasts. Just go to www.citr.ca, look up Exploding Head Movies. I'd point you to my website. There's a link to it as well, too, but I have to rehaul it, and right now I've sort of let it languish since the show name at this point. So you're listening to CITR Vancouver here. My name's Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies, and we're going to actually listen to Jeff Bridges himself Singh, since his role in the film is one of the wayward country legends. And his performance as a hard living down on his luck country singer, he's already being touted as being the best candidate for the Best Actor Award for this year's Oscars, which he's up for. And originally he passed on the role until he found out his friend T-Bone Burnett would be involved. And Burnett has been active in a lot of great little films in the musical role. One big one, of course, 10 years ago, it was Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And Burnett joined Brian Bingham, along with the late guitarist Steve Bruton, who died in the production of the film. Not in the production, but during the same time I was at throat cancer. They were joined by Gary Nicholson as they created songs for the fictional character Bad Blake. And they worked out what he'd like and goes from there. So actually, as well, too, involved with the film was Jeff Bridges' buddy from grade school called John Goodwin. And he helped this number here. So from Crazy Heart, here's Jeff Bridges performing Hold On You.
Been a rolling stone, done everything that a man can do, everything to get a hold on you. Done everything that a man can do, everything to get a hold on you. And I've been cursed. All my lies have been unrehearsed. All the fire that I walked through, only trying to get a hold on you. All the fire that I walked through, only trying to get a hold on you. A single tear, but still I can't get there from here. I've been high and I've been low. I've been people that I don't know.
Nobody here will ever find me, but I'll always be around, just like the songs I leave behind me. I'm gonna live forever now. Your fathers and your mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light. And when this old world has blown us under, and all the stars fall from the sky, just remember someone really loves you. We'll live together forever, both you and I. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna live forever now.
And there's Robert Duvall there, singing a cappella, and sounds like something in his mouth as well, too, and that's Live Forever. And that's from the Crazy Heart soundtrack. Before that, we heard the Jeff Bridges there as well, too, with Hold On You. And one of the surprises in the film as well, too, is that There's an actor that appears that you wouldn't expect to be a country singer since he's from Ireland. But he actually holds his weight pretty well, although it sounds a little formulaic. But overall, I actually love Crazy Heart quite a fair bit. And it's adapted from the 1989 Thomas Cobb novel of the same name. It was inspired by such country outlaws as Waylon Jennings, Merle Haggard, and Christopher Christofferson. And if we had a little bit more time, I'd actually cover all of them right now. So I'll do some quick pruning here since we have 20 minutes left. And I was expecting a little bit of a longer show, but c'est la vie. But one outlaw not mentioned specifically is Johnny Cash, who has what appears to be his final posthumous album out now, recorded days after his American Five album, and only moments before he had to put the guitar down and then shuffle off this mortal coil. But appropriately, American Six has a subtitle, which we'll hear as the song. So here's the man in black with the title track, which we know as Ain't No Grave.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look way down the river, and what do you think I see? I see a band of angels, and they're coming after me. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look down yonder, Gabriel. Put your feet on the land and see. But Gabriel, don't you blow your trumpet till you hear from me. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Meet me, Jesus, meet me. Meet me in the middle of the air. And if these wings don't fail me, I will meet you anywhere. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, meet me, mother and father. Meet me down the river road. And mama, you know that I'll be there when I check in, my load. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down.
Just the way though, ain't you getting better? Running out of time, making pretty music closer to your feelings, working on a reason, running on the rhyme, heading for the highway, rolling like a river. Soaring like an eagle, skipping like a stone, coming from the heartbeat. Nothing but the truth now. Everything is sweeter, closer to the bone. Moonlight ain't afraid of freedom. Blood'll make you crazy, but your soul'll keep you sane. Sail into the starlight, over the horizon, open to the pleasure, equal to the pain. Heading for the highway, rolling like a river, soaring like an eagle, skipping like a stone, coming from the heartbeat, nothing but the truth now. Everything is sweeter, closer to the bone.
Sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask who's the fool in the corner crying, I say, little old wine drink of me. Week from down in Nashville, 'cause my baby left for Florida on a train, and I thought I'd get a job and just forget her. But in Chicago, a broken heart is still the same. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask who's the fool in the corner crying, I say, little old wine drink of me. Yeah, I say, little old wine drink of me.
All right, that's that. Started off with Johnny Cash with his latest song off what looks to be his last original album. That's Ain't No Grave. And then we heard Kris Kristofferson there with the title track to his new album, which is Closer to the Bone. And he sounds as raggled, and I would say haggard almost, but that'd be a bad pun. But it sounds like time has taken toll on the Kristofferson himself. And Closer to the Bone is his work that in tribute to Steve Bruton, who we heard before in parts of the Crazy Heart soundtrack there. And of course, Kristofferson has some history with Johnny Cash in that they both wrote songs for each other, and Kristofferson did the awesome pitch once of actually flying a helicopter, since he's a licensed pilot, and landed on the Cash compound and gave him a couple songs, which left an indelible impression on Mr. Cash. And then we closed off there with the incomparable, or the incomparable Merle Haggard with Little Old Wine Drinker Me off the Mama Tried album, which came out originally in 1968, but in 2006, Capitol repackaged that along with the album afterwards called Pride in What I Am. And it's a fantastic set there. And Haggard's back on the road, and he actually is coming to the Red Robinson Show Theater in Coquitlam March 13th, which I'd love to see, except A, the tickets are obscenely expensive, but B, also I'm going to be in Seattle that time on my way to South by Southwest, so dag nabbit. But if you were curious about Crazy Heart at all, director Scott Cooper originally tried to get a film version to the life of Merle Haggard, but the insane rights to the Hag's life story, he ended up going with the Crazy Heart adaptation instead. So we are going to listen to one quick thing that tells you about what our friends at CITR Card does, and then we're going to go quickly in through Avatar.
CITR has tons of friends. Because with your friends of CITR Card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
There's some ferocious clipping going on here. So right now, it is 10 minutes before the jazz show starts here. Wow, this actually sounds pretty bad. We'll tune that down a bit here. So in the background here, we're listening to James Horner's score to Avatar here. The song that we're hearing is You Don't Dream in Cryo. And at this point, if you're like me and successfully avoided Avatar, then, well, we're missing out on a fair bit here, because it's actually taken on a life on its own, definitely. Aside from the rumored porn adaptation that's coming out there, there's been actually a whole bunch of Middle East protests along the Israeli-Palestinian lines there that features a bit of, like, people dressed up as the Navi, as it were. And, yes, so in the background is James Horner. He's done tons of soundtracks through his I guess he's been doing it for about like 20, 25 years at this point now. Although he started actually in 1978, so let me think how long that actually is. Okay, that's at least 30 years. With things like The Drought and Landscapes and whatnot. But he sort of came into profile after a whole bunch of B-films with at the recommendation of Jerry Goldsmith. When he started doing work with the Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan album after Goldsmith was busy with other commitments. But from there, Horner set his mark. He actually did a lot of great music for that film and along with Star Trek III. And from that point, he's definitely worked in a lot of like action-type sci-fi films. I see Krull here as well, too. The Journey of Natty Gann, Commando, and Cocoon. And yeah, he received his first Oscar nomination in 1986 for some of his work for American Tale. And he's worked with Cameron in the past for Aliens, for which he was nominated for an Academy Award. And, of course, in 1998 for Titanic, where he won the score for... he won the Oscar for Best Score for the film, and then the Best Original Song, My Heart Will Go On, sung by some famous Canadian there. But let's listen to a few cuts here. So in the background here, this is You Don't Dream in Cryo, and we'll sort of slowly fade out in towards the destruction of the home tree. that was The Destruction of Humtree. In the background, coming up shortly, here's a little bit of the bioluminescence of the night, and that's all from James Horner's score to the Oscar-nominated Avatar. And yes, he's been nominated 8 times before. There's Aliens, Field of Dreams, Apollo 13, Braveheart, Titanic, for which he won, A Beautiful Mind in 2002, The House of Sand and Fog, and of course, Avatar. And then he has been nominated for songs before, Somewhere Out There from an American Tale, and then My Heart Will Go On. And yes, that concludes our 5-week profile on the Oscar-named soundtrack. So pay attention this Sunday, March 7th, during the Oscars, because your Oscar score nominees are up: The Hurt Locker, Sherlock Holmes, The Fantastic Mr. Fox, and Avatar. So that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Next week, it's going to be a bit quick Oscar recap as well. But also, it's International Women's Day. We're going to have a profile on one of the few female composers that have won an Oscar before, and that'll be Rachel Portman for her work in Chocolat. So, coming up shortly, it is Gavin Walker and The Jazz Show here, and then at midnight, it is Sore Throats and Clapping Hands with Rob Previtt. So, stick tuned to CITR, and we'll just do a quick track here, just so Mr. Walker can get ready. So, if you did catch the closing ceremonies, you heard this man here play this song. So this is the Stills Young Project version of the title track to their 1976 album. And that will be Long May You Run. So take care, guys. And let's see what this new Vancouver will be like after the Olympics.
Listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. The time is a few seconds after 9 p.m. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up. Check us out on the web as well. www.citr.ca.